What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And now it's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's Hollywood Connections. Your two hosts, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on, ladies.
Well, Peter, we have a lot of lights, camera, and action right here at the Sheraton Sand Key Resort. And we just got done judging a national pageant tomorrow morning. And Yvonne, how are you today?
I'm doing great. You?
Fabulous. I have beautiful ladies behind me. They're all going to be on camera. This is a live feed that we're doing. And Marty Jean.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I had to wrangle you down here so I could just corner you and get you in the hotel and get a room and judge the pageant.
Yeah, that's great. I'm happy to be here. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm glad. Now, Marty Jean is the director and co-founder, right? Or the founder of the Christian International Film Festival. Now, I went there. There were over 150 film directors. Mm. I have never in my life, I've been on every red carpet almost, and your event was fabulous.
Well, thank you, Dawn. I appreciate that.
I know. And there's so many great films. And tell us more about the film festival for next year. And actors, what you can do, they can actually audition for major film directors.
That's right. This year we did something that was different. We wanted to have actors and actresses be part of the film festivals. So we put a lot of different directors and casting directors in one room and have actors audition in front of them. So next year we're going to do the same thing, except we're going to have it for 2 days.
That is.
Oh, you only had it for one day?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was one full day, but next year it was so successful that we want to do it 2 days.
And where did you have it in? Tampa?
It was in Orlando, but
Orlando.
It was in Orlando, Lake Buena Vista, and at the B Resort.
How about Tampa next time?
You never know.
That's true. What I'm impressed, Marty, you have produced over 60 TV shows. And FX, is that?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit over than that.
I see
more
that.
More than that, 500.
Oh,
oh yeah. My God.
I forgot an extra number in front. That's called reading glasses.
That's all right.
Over 500. So, you know, with your event, what are you working on now?
Right now, I'm working on a feature film. For 2018, we're in the writing stage for that. So we're going to be casting for that as well. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that.
Now, are you looking to do the casting in Orlando? Can people, like, you have these girls that are actresses. I have met some very good actresses here.
Yeah.
And maybe they want to audition for you from the pageant. What would they do? What would they send? Give them the, you know, secrets of how to get in touch with Marty.
Well, they know you, Dawn.
I know.
Everybody knows her.
Well, everybody says, how do I remember your name? I say it's Dawn Dishwashing Liquid and Reese Peanut Butter Cup.
That's right.
So we are going to cast some out of Orlando area, Central Florida, Tampa. We're going to have some out of California and different parts of the country. But, yes, we are going to need people from here.
I have a question.
Yes.
You're writing the script now, or do you have a theme for the script?
We are in the process of writing it right now. Yes, it's about a young girl that goes through a lot of difficulties in her life.
Okay.
That's all I could get.
No, that's as much as you can say
Yvonne
today.
Yvonne is an actress. She did a script in front of a film director, and I was just in awe, and I was almost in tears because, you know, she was just such a great actress. Will you have different roles for different ages?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Keep me informed.
I agree. And also, too, is, you know, you've met my reporters, Alexia. She's here. She's been doing red carpet events. She did it for you.
Yeah, Alexia's great.
I know.
Yeah, she's really, really good.
She actually learned under me and what I do, and I look for reporters worldwide for my show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to be a reporter, you can get in touch with me. We also have Maggie here. She's our Miss Tampa reporter. And Nicholas Wolf.
Yes.
He's been on a lot of your shows.
He has. In fact, I like Nicholas. Nicholas has been great.
I know.
He's a really good talent.
He's one of your students also, right?
He was, and he took off, and he's now reporting for a lot of... I know he's doing some car racing shows and so forth, but he's been on every red carpet for me as well.
Yeah.
which is very cool. And give your website and what they need to do if they want to actually get their film or their independent film into your film festival.
Okay, so for the film festival, it's internationalcff.com. Very easy.
Okay.
To submit, if you're an actor or an actress, to submit, it's really easy, 24flix.com, 24flix.com.
Okay. And also, too, is how are we doing in the phone calls? Are we doing good, Peter? Can you hear us?
Oh, I can hear you just fine. Yeah, we're doing fine with phone calls. There's no phone calls right now.
We have a VIP from Las Vegas. We actually have Carrie Brown calling in, and she's Sherry Gordy's assistant.
Awesome.
She's going to be a part of our show doing entertainment. And Bobby, how are you doing today?
I am doing fine. How are you, Doug?
Fabulous. It's our first remote. How does this feel, remote live?
A little different.
I know.
But it's good. It's all good.
I know. That's what Joe Jackson used to say.
It's all good.
And we have Paul Murray, photographer of the Stars and Major Us. Do you know that he's doing a special here tomorrow for $50 for headshots for people?
Yes.
And body shots. So if he's in Miami, so I would say take that opportunity and work with Paul. And you know, Yvonne, a lot of people ask me, Dawn, you know, what do you do besides what I do with my show? And I have an independent producer at Home Shopping Network. Mm-hmm. We just did Joy Mangano. If somebody can show me that purse, that really pretty orange purse, just hold it up in the cameras right there. One of the models, one of the beauty pageant queens. And Joy Mangano, we were there today. It was super exciting. I had all the models covered. And are you familiar with Home Shopping Network Joy Mangano products? Anybody? Well, if you're not, she has a miracle mop and all that. Probably moms know that. But we're going to be doing Keith Urban coming up, and I'll be doing that casting in August. And then September, we're going to be doing the Randy Jackson.
Awesome.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Do you want to learn guitar?
Yeah, sure.
I'll send you.
Absolutely.
I'll send you for Randy Jackson.
Of course.
That'll
I'll get
be
you on
good.
Video.
Okay.
Cool. Can you play a little bit?
No.
Well, I can't either, but I'm learning from Keith Urban.
There you go.
So that's good. Let's go to that song, Peter, Your Eyes, and we're going to come back and find out what callers we have. And we actually had a VIP guest in the house, Geppetto Jackson. He'll be on shortly as well, and he performed for the girls. And he is our new artist that we are performing. We have plans for him. He's selling CDs, and let's go to that song, Your Eyes.
Love. I love your eyes, girl. I love your eyes. Yeah, I see you staring from across the room. Cause your smile looking so pretty.
So pretty.
And I know your ego's in the way. With both cards up, acting shy, so much dignity. Just come my way.
I love your eyes, girl. Ooh, I love your eyes.
love your contacts.
I love them.
Yeah, you heard about my contract. Let's make contact. Yes.
All right, thank you. And that was Geppetto Jackson. He is actually here at the Sheraton Sand Key. Before we introduce Carrie Brown from Las Vegas, Nevada, Carrie is working with Sherry Gordy. Are you familiar with the Gordys?
Yeah.
You know Motown. You know what's so funny? I used to work for the late James Brown. I'm going to bring this up. I was his entertainment reporter. We got the Jackson. Paul, if you put in Dawn Reese Show, Joe Jackson, you'll see me interviewing. I've been talking all day and interviewing.
I know, Dawn.
You'll see Paul Murray and myself and Joe Jackson talking about his work with the Jackson family. So you know what that's called? The Gordys, the Brown, of course, Carrie Brown, the Jacksons. And everybody, it's called Motown.
Yeah,
that
gives you credibility.
I know. And actually, you know what? We have got, before we do, I just want to introduce these beautiful girls behind me, and we'll get Carrie on in a second. So you have to kind of lean over to my mic, and where are you from?
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. My name is Ayanna Smith. I am America's U.S. Junior Miss 2015.
Very cool. Well, welcome. We're doing after interviews as well, and we're excited to have you. I have more reporters here. And what is your name? Where are you from?
National America's U.S. Teen 2015.
You did a fabulous job giving those trophies on stage today. I applaud you.
Yeah.
Also, who's next? What is your name?
Elaine Reinholz from Iowa City, Iowa. I am America's U.S. Miss Lifetime Queen.
Now, what is Lifetime Queen?
Well, I was her national title holder for the Ms. Misses division in 2015. And when I came back last year, I thought I was giving up my title to the next girl, which I did. But then Megan surprised me with the Lifetime Queen title.
Aww.
So I get to come back every year and keep mentoring the girls and having a good time with them.
Is there a certain age for that?
For the Ms. Misses division? Mm-hmm. I believe 24 and over. I'm not perfectly sure.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. All right, we're going to get some after interviews. And who's next? What do we have over here? Okay, and we have Alexia and Brianna here. Brianna, and how are you? Okay, we're going to get back to you in just a second. Carrie Brown from Las Vegas, Nevada, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Dawn. How are you today?
I'm great. I hope you're not popping out of Sherry's car today in 110-degree weather.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Not today. But I was certainly determined that I would, you know, make sure I made this call and be on time.
Thank you. Now, you know, Carrie actually started out managing her son. I think we're getting some feedback there.
What do you mean feedback?
An echo?
Yes, I am. You need me to get on speaker?
Yes, please. I know we're live on the radio, and that's really hard to do sometimes. You can do that.
Okay. All right. You know what? I may have to just call back in. Only reason being I'm on the car phone.
Okay, well, if you can do that in just a second, we're right here for you.
Okay, great. I'll call you right back.
Okay, let me introduce Carrie. Carrie started out actually managing her son, and she was so good. And I can't, it's on my Facebook, how many people that she's managed and worked with, and now she's working with actually Sherry Gordy and putting the stages together in Las Vegas for Sherry Gordy Presents. And that is fabulous. And she's taking artists that we know on stage in Las Vegas.
That's very good.
Really?
I know.
That's fantastic.
So talk about artists, Marty. What did you think of Geppetto?
I thought Geppetto, I mean, I had a chance to listen to him while he was performing. He had a great stage presence.
Okay.
Definitely had a great sound. I really enjoyed the performance.
Okay, you know, tomorrow morning we've got our Michael Bublé singer. Cameron, now you worked with Michael Bublé.
I did.
Yeah, I saw that. And so he's going to be performing, and I sent you some information on him. What did you think?
I was kind of going nuts because at first I thought he was just lip singing.
Mm-hmm.
He sounded exactly, that one song that you sent me, sounded exactly like him.
I know.
I couldn't tell whether it was him or Michael.
Well, you're the reason that I'm here to have you meet him tomorrow. We're really excited.
Awesome.
He's coming here?
Tomorrow he's performing.
Oh, good.
I know.
I'm looking forward to hearing him.
Thank you. Yeah. It means a lot to me.
I want to ask you a question. Any of your movies became hits or the movies that you produce? Are any of them popular that I would know about?
Well, I haven't been working on feature films. Predominantly, I've been working on TV shows.
Oh, okay.
They've been on everywhere.
Okay.
Satellite, TV, I mean, everywhere.
Name a couple so I could look for them.
I have Craze. The two popular is Craze and Let's Chat.
Okay.
Yeah, I can send you some links.
Okay, thank you.
We would like to do some behind the scenes with you. As you see, like, you know, our top reporters, and I'm not going to put you on the spot and say, okay, John, I got to think about and talk to my partners. But think about it, because we have, you know, Brandy over here has done so much production for me that sure. If there's something that comes up that we would be there, you've been so gracious to us on the red carpet.
Sure.
Really cool. So let's go to Carrie Brown. I want you all to jump in.
No, Dawn, we have a few more ladies we have to.
We're
going to
do that. I know, okay, Carrie's on the phone from Las Vegas.
I don't want to forget.
Oh, no, they're there. They're actually on camera, and you're making the set look really gorgeous.
Yes, because they are gorgeous.
I know, so we're not going to let you leave because you look too beautiful.
Okay.
Stay right there. So, Carrie Brown, are you on the air?
Yes, Dawn, I'm here. Is that much better?
Much better.
Super better. Thank you. Now, we're testing this. Of course, I was bragging how you started out in show business. Tell everybody how you started out, you know, actually managing your son like I did.
Well, my son was like a kid. He was a baby, like 2.5 years old. And my mom discovered this kid had a singing talent, and so she was developing him. And actually, by the time he got to be 3.5 years old in preschool, with his graduation, I go. Service is over, and all of a sudden, my mother is telling me, you know, sit down. And I'm like, why? I got to go to work. You know, because I was doing a TV show over in Philadelphia. And she's like, no, just sit down. Anyway, make a long story short, they make an announcement. This kid by the name of Dwayne Anthony Turner is going to sing. I said, ooh, my baby. I jumped up. I said, oh, my God, my baby can't sing. So the next thing I know, he sang and sang the song all the way through. And there was a lady there named Mary Rivers from Passaic, New York, and gave me her card and said, I'd love to meet you and your son. I went off. I went down there trying to make a long story short. But I was getting all the work for my son. And so finally my mother said, you need to manage him. And so I took on the responsibility until my son ended up being 17 years old, and he became one of the most wanted entertaining acts of showmanship entertainers, and I say my child prodigy, and on the East Coast. I was very proud of him. So he competed in competitions, won in his divisions, and began to open it up for stars like Sinbad and the commercials and things with Shaquille O'Neal. And, I mean, he worked with this few things with Boyz II Men, even before Boyz II Men became Boyz II Men. I mean, it was just great. And so I was his manager and then went on from there. I managed my oldest son and my daughter, and that's how my management expertise and experience came into existence.
Well, you know what impresses me is also, too, as we were talking and we first met, I had talked to you about getting Sherry Gordy on and also Robert Gordy on. And then all of a sudden you started to pray with me. And I was really touched because I had hot tears and I felt the Spirit of God come on me with your prayer. And I said, no, it's not Sherry. We love Sherry and we love Robert. But it's you I need a part of the show.
Right.
And she's going to be bringing some amazing VIP guest on the air. And also, too, as you are telling us about the showcase in Las Vegas for Sherry Presents.
Well, Miss Gordy started Sherry Gordy, really with Sherry Gordy Presents when it first started. We started with an open mic experience, and we could see anywhere from maybe 15 to 20, 22 people in the night that we would come up. But then out of that experience became stage to stage, which then Miss Gordy took it over the road, and it became one of the competition pieces that where she went from city to city, state to state, and then out of that became Sherry Gordy Presents Take the Stage, where we actually showcase talent all over the world has had the privilege and the honor to just come in and say they just want a piece of Motown and raise our stage with their talents and their experience. So now what they do is they actually see really a live TV show airing every Friday night that we come up in the Fiesta Rancho and Club Tequila all over the world. We went from national, international, to global. We are seen all over the world. We've had people come in from...
Well, Carrie, you know what? I have an artist at the station right now. Peter, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is Quincy still there?
Quincy is here. Quincy, go ahead and say hi to everybody.
How you doing? How are you doing? I'm here.
Hi, Quincy.
Hi, how you doing?
I have Carrie Brown on the phone, and I want to get you to Las Vegas. And hold on, Carrie, because I'm going to come back to you. We've got some more words to talk to you. Quincy, are you ready with an MP3 that we can play your music?
Yeah, we're ready. We're going to do Chances Are for you.
Oh, my favorite.
Carrie, this is for you.
Yes, I'm here.
This song is for you, Miss Vegas. Oh, we have a surprise for you very soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stay tuned. Stay on the air. Don't hang up. We'll be right back. Listen to Quincy. We'll be right back, and we're going to introduce these beautiful girls in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's my call.
Chances are, cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's a valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that spill the sky are in our eyes. Can't you see you'll always be the one and only one for me? And if you think you could, well, chances are, your chances are awfully good.
And that was Quincy.
You know what I like about Quincy?
I like that
he sings a Johnny Mathis,
right,
but he don't sound like him.
No.
Sounds like himself, and that's what I like about it.
Right, Carrie, what did you think of that artist?
I thought he was very good. I was asking, when was he coming to Jerry Gordy Presents Take the Stage?
There we go. Quincy, when are you going to Vegas?
I'll be there tonight.
Oh, but I'll be there in September.
That was on Friday night.
I'm getting on the train right now.
I'll go.
But I'll definitely be there in September.
Yeah, I've been wanting to come for years. I can't wait to get out there.
Very cool. Now, Marty, you have a question for Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie, I just wanted to ask, can you give us the information of how people can be a part of that?
Well, my number is 702-418-2532. And then you can also go out on our website at www.SherryGordyPresents.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, before we go to, I know Yvonne has a really important question, and we only have 3 minutes on this call. We have Mr. VIP. Actually, my promoter, the Stars and Major Artists, is in Buffalo, New York, and he went to your showcase. Jerry, are you on the air?
I'm here with you.
Very cool. It's our first live remote at the Sheraton Sankey down here in Clearwater.
Hi, Carrie. How are you? Thank you for giving me my big break in Las Vegas.
That's Carrie. Carrie, you still there?
Carrie? Oh, wow. Who is it? I can barely hear them. I'm so sorry.
Willie O. Remember me?
He came down.
Hey, Willie O. I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Oh, yeah. Hi. How are you?
Now you remember me. I remember you.
Remember you. You're such a sweetheart.
So he's telling everybody about the showcase as well, and we wanted to take people down there. We're really excited about that. So, Jerry, did you have fun?
Yes, he did. Oh, my. It was fantastic. It was amazing because, it was, believe it or not, this was the first time I had ever been to Las Vegas in my lifetime. And I came for your wedding, and then we went over there, and that happened.
Wow, that is amazing.
And then I met Terry. And Terry says, yeah, do you want to go up? And I said, yeah, I love it. She goes, okay, go ahead. And it was great because my friend was the keyboard player from Rick James. So that was really, really Billy. Billy
that
Nunn?
That is absolutely correct. Billy Nunn is our house resident. He is the legendary Billy Nunn that played
right,
with Rick James and the Stone City Band.
And yes, also why was Billy Nunn. I hung out with Gene Anderson, who's putting a tour together, and he's going to put me on that, which is everything starting to springboard.
Well, I do have to thank Gene Anderson. Carrie, you know Gene Anderson. He was with the Funkadelics. You know the Funkadelics.
Right. We love Gene Anderson. Yes, we do. We got big love for him.
I know. And Gene has his own show in Vegas. But Gene actually walked me down the aisle in Las Vegas. And people were asking for his autograph. And he was also a witness. So, you know.
And then he sang to you. Then he sang to you, John, right?
He did. I have it on a video. And, I have my best friend in the world as well walk me down the aisle. And that was really special. From the pre-Grammys, from the James Brown family.
That's awesome.
You know, pretty cool. But I know, thank you, Jerry, for calling in and saying hello. And Carrie, Yvonne has a very important question. Hold on the line.
Oh, yes, Carrie. Don, tell me about the word of the week. Do you have the word for this week?
Yes, I do. And I would like to say this first. We can't do nothing with God without him. He has to be first in everything. And so I prayed about it, and it was the same word he gave me last week. And it's Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all other things shall be added unto you. So that means anything that you dream of or desire or aspire to do, as long as God is first, trust me, he will be with you, and he will make sure those wonderful things happen in your life.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm the co-host here, and I'll be in Las Vegas in September.
What are you doing in Vegas?
Awesome.
Well, that's going. My children are giving me a special trip because my birthday was.
Well, we'll be there in Colorado. Maybe we'll hop over and see you.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
That'll be good.
Very cool. Carrie, who are you going to bring to the show next week?
Well, next week I would really probably like to bring, and I really feel like since it started with my kids, I would love to have them the opportunity to share with the world their experience growing up as children entertainers and experiencing a lot of the things that they were afforded in life that so many people have dreamed of doing. So if I can get a hold of my baby boy, I'd probably like to start with Dwayne Anthony Turner and probably just have all three of them plug in and just say something really nice to the people and as far as their careers that they had, because all three of them had wonderful, awarding, affordable careers, and their mother was at the helm managing every last one of them.
Wonderful.
And Carrie, give your
My oldest son's group, Babyface, came after me for them. So.
Oh, wow.
And then Biggie Smalls, Public Enemy, my girls had the opportunity to be able to open up people like that, and then my son was special ed, and you know, just so many different people. I mean, it was just great. And so they need to be able to share their story. I'd like to start with them.
That would be awesome. And then I just want to tell everybody, because I put your bio up on my Facebook as well as social media, but also you said Boys to Men. Was it one of the groups that you worked with that?
Yes.
About them?
Basically, at the time, I was working for a television company in Philadelphia called Unison TV Kids, which my son, Dwayne Anthony Turner, was the ambassador of. And so under that television company, Miss Rachel Williams had a adult show called Unison TV, which aired out of Delaware, which I also helped co-host at one time for her. And my children were a part of that. Make a long story short, Boys to Men's management company contacted us and asked us if we would help with promoting the boys. And at that time, they were still in their name, Boys with the number two in the middle, Men. I was one of the people on that project. So I was very instrumental in helping to promote and putting out their information and who they were. And not long after that, we got a call. The manager was coming over to the office, brought the boys over, let us know that they were getting ready to go to Motown.
Oh, wow.
Not long after that, we were doing the telethon, and they found out where we were, and they came there to the telethon and told Miss Rachel Williams in front of everybody, we just flew in today from signing our contract at Motown, and they became one of the greatest legendary all-boy male groups this world will ever know out of Philadelphia.
Is that awesome, Marty?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I was very instrumental behind the scenes working with them guys, and they didn't know that, but, you know, Martin Nelson, he knows me. He knows that's a fact, because like you said, can't nobody tell the story unless they've been there.
That's
it wasn't nothing that I wrote about or heard about. I lived it with them, part of it. And then, too, I did meet the Boys to Men at their show. And when they found out who I was, they fell in my arms like, buddy, in your hand. They were like little babies looking at me. So
amazing.
I that.
Wow, Carrie, I can't thank you enough. We're so excited. We're on location. It's our first remote today.
Yes.
And we're excited because we're going to do a lot more. I think this is really fun.
Really fun.
It is fun.
I'm enjoying myself.
Good. And Marty, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you relax at the pool, hot tub tonight, and in the beach.
Absolutely.
Very
yeah.
cool. We're going to be right back. I know, do we have our call from London? Not yet. In the meantime, let's play that tropical music just for a minute, and we'll be right back. We're going to change guests and enjoy. We're going to introduce these beautiful girls in just a minute when we come right back. All right, and that was actually an artist from you, Geppetto. I'm going to introduce Geppetto in a second. Hi, say hi to everybody.
Hey, what's going on, everybody out there?
I know, we're at the Sheraton San Key Resort. How do you like it?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's real quiet. It's real relaxing, and enjoying being here.
Thank you. And actually, CJ is trying to call us from London. I told him I'd play that music because I love Caribbean music, and that's from you, and I want to thank you.
Well, thank Tom and said thank you.
And we're trying to make him maybe a reporter in London. And he's going to thank you on every single intro. So he has some ideas I wanted to run by you as well.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
I know.
Big shout out to CJ.
There you go. And Yvonne, let's get these beautiful girls behind us here.
Okay.
And we want to thank Carrie and Jerry for calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada. And we really appreciate it. I know our time is limited, but we're going to get these beautiful girls. We're live on Facebook. A lot of lights here. And you are? Microphone.
I am Ava Martin. I'm America's U.S. Miss National Junior Tween, and I live in Columbia, Missouri.
You said junior tween, right? And what is a junior tween?
It's from 5 years old to 8 years old.
Okay, and
wow. How old are you?
I'm 9 turning 10 on July 11th.
Oh, it's around the corner.
Yes.
Very cool. Okay, and then we're going to get our reporters to do in-depth interviews with you on what you've done with your title. And who's next over here behind me? And talking
Hi, my name is Abigail Maiden, and I am America's U.S. National Tween 2015, and I am from Los Angeles, California.
Thank you for being here. We'll get some interviews with you as well, and thank you. And who is next here at the pageant? They're from all over the United States.
It's so wonderful.
Hi. I'm Tierra Baker, America's U.S. National Miss, and I'm from Auburn, Alabama.
Thank you for being here.
Did
you get your interview yet with Alexi or Brianna?
I did.
Oh, very cool. We're going to be putting these interviews out very soon. And who is our next beautiful lady over here?
Okay.
We got Alexia.
Oh, I think it's me.
I know. Here we go. There you go. Miss Florida
I'm Miss Florida Diva from Tampa, Florida.
And you've been judging all day.
Oh, I had a ball. The women are so beautiful. The young girls, they're so gorgeous. It's just amazing.
Thank you, Yvonne. And Brianna, come on over here. You're one of our reporters. What do you think of the pageant today that you've
it's
seen?
It's really cool.
Everyone here is so beautiful.
And you are too. Are you going to be here in the morning to see our Michael Bublé singer as well?
I will not, sadly.
That's okay. Well, we're here and we're live. We'll get some more interviews with you afterwards with some artists here and Mr. Paul Murray behind the camera. And we'll get Paul on shortly here in just a minute. And I'm live. And so let's introduce Geppetto. Geppetto.
How are you doing?
Okay, we're great. Let's go play that song, The Groove. Peter, do you have that groove song? It's my favorite. Is he there?
Groove song from Geppetto?
Yes.
Okay, let me find it.
That would be so cool. So, Geppetto, are you having fun at this pageant?
Yes, man. It's like it's new. Like, I haven't been back on stage for a while. It's good to see everybody here. And just the support from the youth, because that's what it's really about. It's really not about us. It's really about the youth succeeding, because they're the future.
You're right. You're definitely right. Mm-hmm. Do you know there are 50,000 beauty pageants out there around the United States, and I've judged half of them?
Wow.
Oh, wow. You're a busy lady, Dawn.
I have over the years. I'll be honest with you, from the Caribbean. And they call me for judges. Now, are you interested in ever judging?
I mean, yeah, it'll be something different, something new. Yeah.
Okay. And performing-wise, you know, we have bookings that people do pay for you to come in and fly you in. Is that something that you'd like to do on the side as well?
I mean, it'd be something different, you know. It's just, you know, just depending on the timing, you know.
Right, with what you're doing.
Yes.
I know Keith has some plans for you as well and some bookings, and he actually was Little Richard's road manager,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to be meeting up with us soon. And so in the meantime, let's hear this music, The Groove. Are we there, Peter?
We're going to go ahead and go with Harry Nails instead, because I can't find the groove for the ladies out there. So.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to try to send that MP3 to you right now. All right, but the Harry Nails, let's do that one.
All right, cool, definitely. Let's do
we'll
that
be right
again.
Back. Okay. Is your Harry Nails done? Mine are.
Mine are, definitely.
All the girls, are your Harry Nails done?
It comes a point in time when a man has to take responsibility for doing something for his lady, his woman. I just want to show you my appreciation. Sincerely. Geppetto Jackson. Let me go.
Vogue.
I'ma get it done,
Vogue.
Ooh, yeah.
Vogue.
I'ma get it done, girl.
Vogue.
You know what, Gilberto?
Hey.
I knew I was going to be here today, so I went and got my nails done.
Hey.
I said, I'm not going there unless my nails are done.
Hey, man, you know, it's just the inspiration of the song. You know, the females are very supportive of the record. And they, you know, that's the reason why I'm doing a video shoot tomorrow. It's about that time, you know.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing there?
I can't really say it on the air. It's very, very private, you know.
Private,
excluded, yes. Excluded and stuff. So,
well,
but it's gonna be at a beauty salon. It's gonna be very, very
okay.
Nice.
Well, Geppetto, in the meantime, I'd like to bring over Paul Murray, photographer to the stars and major artist. Paul actually introduced me to Joe Jackson. Go to Dawn Reese Show, Joe Jackson, and you will actually see Mr. Paul Murray. Paul, come on over. To my office. I'm seeing spots. We have lots of lights here. And they actually have met kind of briefly through phone calls and situations that working that were the different management and things that we're working on. And Mr. Palmer is going to share the mic real quick with Geppetto or me or Yvonne.
You want me to let him
No, you're good right here. No. So what do you think of Geppetto's music, Paul Murray?
It's very nice.
I know.
It's different.
I know. So, and you are here, you're doing specials for photo shoots for $50. Anybody that wants a photo shoot from a professional photographer to the stars, and it's a good deal. How many headshots are you giving them?
Well, we're going to do a variety of headshots, 3/4 and full length.
Right. So about how many do they get of headshots?
I won't count because I don't know what image I'm going to get.
That's true. So I know we have a couple tonight. Some of the girls are coming in.
So you don't do nothing that you don't want on camera.
I got you. And also maybe tomorrow in the morning, you're going to be doing that after the pageant, correct?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to be one of them. I know, me too. I am. I need new headshots. And, you know, especially Paul, you know, I did the Home Shopping Network casting. You know what's happening? People over at Home Shopping Network are telling me I cannot use selfies. And that if you wonder why you didn't make the cut, it's because if you sent me a selfie, I can't do it. You got to have a professional headshot.
The resolution in selfies isn't quite as tight.
Exactly. And a professional headshot, they know that you're serious as well. So what do you think? Tomorrow we have Cameron Decker here. He's performing in the morning. And Paul, where can people get in touch with you?
Worldwide.
I know that worldwide. Mr. Worldwide.
I mean,
.com. You're on my Facebook. Paul Murray, friends list, you know, go to YouTube, put in Dawn Reese Show, Joe Jackson. You'll see what Joe is talking about, your work.
Okay.
I know. What do you think of the pageant here?
It's very interesting. At least the young ladies seem to be very focused.
I agree. You know, and I want to thank you for being here and coming down from Miami, and I hope you're enjoying your stay at the Sheraton Sand Key Resort.
I like it. The only thing I can tell the young ladies is if you must stay focused in life. If you get up in the morning and you don't feel focused, you might as well go back to bed because you just blew the whole day.
Yep, I agree.
Okay. I agree also.
Well, we're going to get some in-depth interviews with Mr. Murray after the show as well. I know. How many minutes do we have left?
We have
10 minutes. You know, also I want to say thank you girls so much for being here. And Geppetto, I'm going to play another song. I think we have, Peter, do we have the natural song? Is he there?
No, we don't got the natural song, no. We only got the songs you sent over. We got I Love Your Eyes, Hair and Nails, and let's see.
Makeup? How about no makeup?
Let me see here. Let me find.
Well, he's looking real quick. You know, I have...
Yeah, I have something to say.
Yes.
Hi, Peter.
What's going on, Miss Florida Diva? How you doing?
I miss you.
I miss you too, sweetheart.
I do. Well, I have something else to say.
Yes.
I want to say happy birthday for you, Dawn.
Thank
you. Your birthday is going to be Friday.
It is. And Geppetto, do you know what I want to have all your fans do, if you can help me with this? All right. July 8th is my birthday. And I'm doing, since I did the Joe Mangano today and I got a brand new purse, I'm taking some of my old purses and I'm giving it to the homeless, but I'm adding some things to it called an act of kindness. So I just don't. I went with my grandson the other day. Did you see my post? I had so much fun.
Oh, yeah, it was
fun.
Real nice. It was real nice. Yeah.
We have a lazy river over here at the Holiday Inn. And I will tell you, I was in the water for 6 hours.
Oh, wow. You're a water woman anyway.
Minus 15. But I want to thank them so much because we're going to be back.
Dawn loves the water.
Oh, yeah. And then I went home and I had company. I was back in the water. In the meantime, Bobby, how are you?
I am doing fine, Dawn. How are you?
I'm great. And we want to thank you so much for our first actually location. I'm excited. We're going to do more of these.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Yes.
Good. There's some beautiful girls your age here.
There are.
I know. Also, too, is I know we have a few minutes, and I want to end with another song as well, or we can play something. And I interviewed Gina R. Prince the other day, and she wrote a book called Born into Sin, Transferred into Destiny. And Geppetto, you met her. What did you think of this amazing Christian author?
Oh, she is very strong and willing. She's very dedicated to her craft, and she's, you know, she's doing something positive. A lot of people are not putting out positive books. So she's,
right. Did you have a chance to read her book or skim through it at all yet?
I'm definitely going to take the time out when I have time. It's just been very busy.
I know. Well, let me know because we'll get a little testimony on you. I'm going to read it this week. I've been very busy myself, so that's kind of important. And in the meantime, how are we doing on callers?
No callers right now.
We're good.
Yes.
So I am so excited for Cameron Decker tomorrow as well. He's going to come here. And Peter, I hope that you can pop over and see him perform live on stage as well. And in the meantime, do you want to say anything, Geppetto?
Oh, no.
To your fans?
I'm just like, you know, working. That's all. Just keep on paying attention. That's all I can say. You know, it's just one step at a time. We're trying to change the atmosphere of music. You know, a lot of people are listening to different type of music, but I'm on a different mission, and I know what God has planned for me. Just keep watching.
That's right. You know, I say give it to God, watch things happen, and that's how it is. You know, I have a big meeting with some people on Friday. My name's being brought up with some things, and I'm just, you know, I told the lady, the producer today on something, I said, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
That's true.
You know, and that's all you can do. We're just excited. Hey, Bobby, we have, we're on FM. What FM today are we on?
We are on 104.3 FM in Dade City, Zephyr Hills, according to Big Ed and Lola Jean, the broadcast queen this morning.
Whoa, that's Lola. We love Lola. She's our Miss Tan Talk radio owner. She's got an official sash as well. Lola, thank you. You are such a blessing to us. And Yvonne, anything else? Bobby, how many more minutes?
About 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Any last words that we have?
Well, I was very impressed with the pageant today. The young girls are so beautiful, and they so well behaved, and they're just gorgeous. And it was very hard. It's very hard for me to judge, but it's wonderful to see young, beautiful lady, young ladies like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I know. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fun. Oh, yeah, we have that no makeup song. We'll end in a few minutes with that for Geppetto. And like I said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'm Dawn Reese. If you'd like to be a reporter, you know somebody, you can actually go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out.
Hey, Reese's Pieces. We got CJ on the line here.
Oh, that's your boy. That's your boy.
What was this? Hello. Sorry. I think I got the times wrong.
Your fan from London.
He said he got the times wrong.
Oh, what's going on, CJ? How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I'm in Wolverhampton, England at the moment. I'm based there at the moment. Mm. Yes, I'm good, thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I'm good to hear. I see you supporting, man. You consistently supporting. I just want to thank you for that, man. You always support.
No, man. I want to copy your album.
Oh, of course. You just gotta send me the address, just like I told you in the last one. Get it done.
You know what CJ wants to do someday? He said I'd like to perform with Geppetto.
Wow, that'd be interesting. We can, you know, just set up a tour in England. You know, just inbox me. We'll make it happen.
That'd be so cool. I mean, I'd love to do a track. I would love to record a track with you. You got an amazing voice.
I appreciate it so much. All the way.
Well, CJ, we played your tropical music that it was in the actually probably about 20 minutes ago, and we weren't sure where you were. But we want to thank you for that song. That was truly amazing. And I was talking to Geppetto, and he's going to be working maybe with us with being a reporter, Geppetto. I don't know. Well, I think that would be good from London.
Yeah,
that would
be cool. I mean, it's,
what I'll do is I've got connections in London as well, so what I can do is I can go up to London as well and get some events going on there, interview them and stuff like that. That'd be amazing. I want to thank you both for having me on board anyway, because this is a big dream for me, because a big ambition that I've had, doing music, films, acting and stuff, and you know, doing media, helping support people and everything like that. I love supporting people, especially people with passion. You guys, people who've got passion. You know what I mean? They're fantastic.
Keep working hard, man.
Well, CJ, I know we have 3 minutes, and I want to thank you for calling in. We'll get you back on again with hopefully some great things from London. I used to fly for Freddie Laker. You know that, Geppetto?
Wow.
I was Freddie Laker's flight attendant. CJ, thank you for calling in. We got 3 minutes left, and we'll get back soon.
Geppetto, it's amazing. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you. I'm looking forward to linking up with you, definitely.
Yes.
Okay, Yvonne.
Okay, thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, CJ. And Geppetto, we have about 2 minutes left. Any last words from Geppetto from the heart?
Just like I said, man, just put your higher power first. Amazing things that happen for you, and you know, always support the youth. This is what's going on right now.
And you brought a special guest down with you today.
Stacy Gordy, very good friend of mine, Barry Gordy's niece. So,
okay, is she related to the Sherry side or the other side?
I'm not sure. I gotta ask. I'm really not too deep into everybody's families like that. I just got a call, and it was just a mystery call, you know, with Gordy supporting. So I'm not really sure.
We had Carrie on, you know, she's the assistant to Sherry Gordy.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
So she's going to be calling in every single week. We have 2 minutes. Yvonne, any last words?
I wanted to ask him, and Michael, isn't that the cousin of Michael Jackson?
Yeah, he's the first cousin on Catherine's side. Michael Gordon came today. He's always supporting. That's my, you know, that's one of my biggest supporters from the family. So
we're going to get him on camera with some of our reporters. And Bobby, I want to thank you for taking your time out and coming down here at the Sheraton Sand Key. All right, let's play the ending of No Makeup. Are we done?
Are we done?
We have 1 minute. Bobby, Peter, can we play his music for No Makeup? And we're out. We want to thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
Got it. See you next week.
Miss you, Peter. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mirror needs you. That's why I'm here, staring in the mirror, staring at you. They're running my fingers through your hair, telling you the things that you want to hear. You're my angel.
You don't need no makeup, cause you're not